And then KOMA called me in 1992 and offered me a deal.
And that was Vance?
Harrison.
Harrison.
Anyway, I came up here and he said, we want to hire you for a year. And I said, no. I said, I wouldn't go to work for you for a year. I said, because you might not like me and I might not like you. And I said, I'll go to work for 3 months. So we made a three-month contract. And at the end of 3 months, their ratings began to move a little bit. And they wanted to hire me again for a year and wanted to sign me a contract. And I said, I wouldn't sign this contract. I mean, I'd been a slave if I'd have signed it. I'd already been screwed on contracts. I'd learned that lesson. So finally, we got together, and he hired me. And I went to work for a year. And the next year, they raised it. I mean, good. The next year after that, they raised it again.
Your salary?
Yeah. And I finally ended up making more money than I'd ever made in radio and TV. And then this last year, Renda Broadcasting, who I was working for, they got in real financial trouble, and I was making more money than any disc jockey they'd ever had. So they retired me. And so now I'm not doing anything.
So when you came to KOMA, then you were...
65.
65. Mm-hmm. Get back into radio at 65.
That's it.
And you did a morning show.
That's right.
And you did it from 6 o'clock in the morning until
5:30 to
5:30 to 9.
Yes.
And that's a drag at 65, even or
no,
younger.
No, it wasn't a drag. I enjoyed it.
Because you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and playing music and having fun with
it. Yeah.
And they let you go, and Vance just...
Yeah, and they didn't tell me a bunch of stuff to do and all that stuff.
You said you retired, but they said this is the end of your...
No, they retired me.
Yeah.
That's a long story, too. But anyway, I retired because of what they offered me, okay?
They lowered your salary.
No, they didn't lower my salary. They were going to have a retirement party and all that stuff.
So you got fired.
That's what I think, but I'd have a hard time proving that.
Because they made a retirement party, which was huge.
Yeah.
They put on a great show for you.
Yeah.
And then you retired, and so then you were 82 years old.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't have continued on much longer, would you? Would you
Probably.
You would have.
Yeah.
You'd still be on the air today if they would have allowed that.
Me, yeah, sure.
Because you enjoyed it that much.
Well, you know, I don't mind working. I never have.
But
you've let me tell you something. Doing a disc jockey show ain't anything like milking 6 cows every morning.
And that's always back here, isn't it? In the back of your head.
Yeah.
You've been honored in so many ways. You're in the Oklahoma Hall of Fame.
That's correct.
Historical Society has a tribute to you. You donated your costume to it. And so they have really honored you as you should have.
Oh, well, thank you.
Were your parents show business people? They weren't.
No, they were agricultural people, farmers.
Then you did get fired a few times in your career?
I don't think I ever got fired, really.
Okay.
I don't ever remember getting fired of anything.
Did you ever lose sponsors because of something you did?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What would be the story?
Well, I hate to tell this because it's liable to offend a lot of people. But you remember when Jaws was real popular?
Yeah.
I'm on the radio one morning and I said, hey, you guys hear they've made a sequel to Jaws. It's called Jews. It's about loan sharks. Man.
And where were you when you did that? Which station?
WKY.
All right. And so what happened? How fast did the reaction hit?
By noon, I think we'd lost about $80,000 worth of business.
And management, how did they handle that?
Well, I apologized, and they passed it over, and I got to keep my job. I shouldn't have said that. I should never have said that.
Did you hear it someplace else? Or
I just made it up.
When you said it and turned your microphone off, did you realize that you had said something?
No, I thought it was just a real clever pun.
Did they come in during the show and say you've screwed up? Or how?
No, they never said I screwed up. I mean, they really never got on me very much. They just, you know, the sponsors got on.
But some of those sponsors probably came back.
3 days later.
So you had to apologize for that.
Well, certainly. I've apologized a bunch of times.
So another incident, any other incident that you would have lost a sponsor or even had to apologize for something you said?
There's been a bunch of them, but I can't remember them right now. The funny thing about it is, and I'm sure you understand this too, for instance, you make a joke about cats, cat lovers, they don't find anything funny about it. I mean, I've apologized for things that are so silly so many times it's ridiculous. It's amazing to me how I ever lasted as long as I did in the business because I like to tell jokes. And jokes, you know, some people like them and some people don't.
They could offend.
Absolutely.
Would you tell a joke knowing it's going to offend?
Absolutely, if I didn't work for somebody. Sure, because if you look back in this business, show business, all the people in this business that have ever been hugely popular are hugely controversial.
Yeah.
When I first started and went to college at the University of Texas, the most popular personality on radio was Arthur Godfrey. And you couldn't find anybody that liked him. And everybody watched him, okay?
And listened on CBS.
Sure. As you well know, the way you get ratings is to get people to talk about you.
Right.
And if you're not a little controversial or something, nobody will talk because everybody likes to talk about controversial subjects.
So the people that will be listening to this eons to come, Arthur Godfrey was a very famous radio and television.
That's
and
right.
He was a variety show, and he was a great conversationalist and had people on to sing. And so when you say that to me, that people didn't like him, I didn't realize that because I did. I remember I was a young boy listening to him. What was that offensive about Arthur?
I don't know, but you'd say somebody, used to hear Arthur yesterday. I can't stand him.
Right.
I mean, it's just what I'd hear around town, you know.